This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side.com. Really great stuff there. I love it. All right, so we've been talking so much about the coronavirus. We talked about the debate. We talked about, you know, social issues such as Spielberg's adoptive daughter who's decided to self-actualize and go into the porn industry, because that's what you do when you want to really explore yourself and capitalize on your own body because, you know, frankly, you have nothing else to give. And it's just really sad. It's sad. When that's it, that's rock bottom, my friends. When you have nothing to give but the suggestion of sex. That's it. Okay? That is how we are descending in our culture. That everything is just about sex now. It is the most base thing. Instead of the glories of God, instead of the glories of seeking purpose and love and peace and all, you know, the true things, not talking in the liberal claptrap sort of way, trying to find out how we can best reach the purpose of God. No. Let's skip all that. Let's just go right for the sex part, because that's where it's at. That's the fun stuff, right? All right, so we were talking about the debate. Very interesting about how Bernie and Warren have decided to skip the whole thing regarding Israel. And the bizarre take on Israel, I don't get that. Look, there are many other stories, of course, going on. And one of the ones I really want to talk about is this Weinstein verdict. Okay, but before that, I want to wrap up on the debate thing. Do you remember how Bernie had said, well, you know, Castro was not all that bad, right? Because, after all, he presented a literacy program. He introduced that to Cuba. Therefore, you know, he's not all that bad. And then when they booed him in the audience, he looked, really? Really? Like, this is... He looked so shocked that this was happening. It was hysterical to watch him. But yeah, really, Bernie, because that's an absurd argument. Just like we said, Mussolini made the trains run on time. And there's a lot of, there's law and order in Hitler's Germany. I'll tell you, I'll give you that. You have to give him that. Like, as he slaughtered everyone, right? This is so bizarre, that the argument that they make. But what's so telling, Cody, this is the funny thing. Could you not make the same argument to Bernie to say, hey, look, Trump, he isn't all that bad, right? I mean, after all, he's improved the economy like nobody's business, right? After all, he's brought China to its knees economically. After all, he's really shown Iran what, who's who and who's the boss and so forth, right? After all, he's raised employment for Black America and, for that matter, every minority and every party, every kind of individual in America, right? I mean, that's, you got to give it to him. But no, only the communists get a pass. Only, you have to see the bright side of communism. Only you don't get to see the bright side of Donald Trump or, for that matter, conservatism. No. There's nothing good about conservatism. It's all bad. Now, when you argue with your lefty friends, by the way, my friends, I highly recommend, all you have to say is there anything good about the conservative platform? Anything. Because I'd like to hear it. And while you're at it, tell me anything that has ever worked in the Democrat platform. Just anything. Okay? Well, I'm just curious. All right? Not whether or not Obama killed bin Laden. Okay, that's not a platform. That's not a policy issue. Okay, that's what should be done, and I'm glad he did it. Okay, I also think it was very nice that Obama told us how to wash our hands during one of the Ebola outbreak things or whatever it was. Okay, great, fantastic. That was nice. Doesn't make him a good president. But can you make the same argument about Trump and conservatism? And they won't let you do it. All right, Weinstein. I want to get to Weinstein. So as you know, the verdict came out, and I have to tell you, I am quite surprised that he was found guilty on any of the charges. Look, I'm a lawyer, as you know, and the standard for a criminal verdict is that you must find that the defendant committed whatever crime beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay, that's what you've got to believe, that he did that crime, and you believe it beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay, there's no way they could believe beyond a reasonable doubt that he committed any of those things. And don't make any mistake here, I am not a Weinstein fan. I think he's a despicable man. I don't like the way he comports himself. I think he's corrupt in every way. I think he's a money machine for the Democrat Party. As you know, I'm not a fan of the Democrat Party. So I've got a lot of reasons to dislike this man. Okay? He manipulates the system. He tricks women. All of that is bad. But they didn't have any evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. Nothing of the sort. Instead, they had a lot of texts and emails from women. And it's not just one text, my friend. It's a lot. A lot of these women had many follow-up emails, many follow-up communications, and invitations to him to join them in this or that party. Okay, it's not consistent, shall we say, with somebody who had been raped. Okay, somebody who had been assaulted. Okay, it does damage to the whole, doctrine, or sorry, the whole institution of fighting rape. When you start saying that anything is rape, or that you, you feel this way, but you still did everything in a consensual way. And there is something to be said of the fact that these women, they knew the game. The game was to engage in sex with this man, and then they would, be lofted up into the world of entertainment, okay, into higher echelons. And then, having done so, they feel dirty about it, and they don't like it, and they say, that shouldn't have been done that way. Okay, I think it's sleazy too, but that doesn't make it rape, my friends. Consensual sex is consensual sex. And this whole effort to make it something else, it's not right. It's just not right. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then, of course, about other news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Barack Lurie. Thanks for tuning in with us. Check us out. Go to the website, therealside.com. You'll really like it. I said this before. This website, therealside.com, it's really quite good. It's very pleasing to the eye. It's easy to navigate. It's got great articles. It's got great news items and such. It's like a go-to place. There's the Drudge Report that I go to and therealside.com. Those two. That's the main thing I choose out now. Anyway, Brock Lurie, as you know, and I've got my own show on Sundays, 10 to 11 in the morning and on AM 870 KRLA right here in Los Angeles. I'm also an author of Atheism Kills, about the dangers of a world without God. And I prove the point that atheism kills far more than anything that any other institution has ever done. Okay? Any other, I mean, it kills far more than any religion. It just you know, proves that it's a lie to say that somehow religion has caused more deaths than anything else. It is a total lie. Atheism has killed more than anything else by a lot. Okay? Check it out if you want. If you want proof of that, read my book, Atheism Kills. And Rise of the Sex Machines, that's my second book, which is about the destructive nature of how technology and culture is really changing sex and relationships today. And I basically show how 7 to 10 years from now, you'll be hearing a lot of women saying, I lost my man to a sex robot. You'll hear that. I know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it, Cody? But it's true. It's going to be so pervasive. You know what? Would you have thought, Cody, would you have thought that, let's say, even 20 years ago, the year 2000, well, you're too young for that, but in the year 2000, if you were to ask anybody that the greatest civil rights issue would be whether a man could go into a woman's locker room or bathroom, he'd say, okay, very funny, no way, okay, but here we are, right? If you were to say 20 years ago that the major contender for the Democrat campaign would be a socialist, an avowed socialist, preaching love for Castro and such like that, you'd say, ah, come on, it's kind of cute what you're saying, but no, I don't subscribe to your Blade Runner vision of the future, Barack. That's what you'd be saying. But here we are. Okay, so same thing. It's all the same thing. It's craziness what's going on. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this coronavirus thing. I mean, you wouldn't have expected this coronavirus madness either, right? So coronavirus, you know, is in panic mode. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, there is no reason to panic. It's nonsense. You know, you have to ask, what does this disease do? If, God forbid, you catch it, okay? All right, you find yourself, you've got the coronavirus. Okay, are you going to die? No, you're not going to die. You're going to have symptoms like the flu, okay? It's not fun. Maybe, you know, you'll feel woozy and you'll have a high temperature, okay? But you'll survive. And then you won't have it anymore. You'll be done, okay? It's the same sort of process as the flu. And it sucks, but you'll be just fine. More people die from the flu than from this. And it's always the same people, which are the very sick, the very elderly, which, of course, my concerns for them all. But it's just not that big a deal. Now, interestingly, one of the things, you know, socialism loves this notion. Agenda 21, I don't know if you heard of this, is this notion of cramming all people into urban areas so that we get them out of the rural areas because, you know, global warming and all that. So it's better to have them all boxed up in apartments and such like that, and everyone rides bikes, and they're all kind of like jammed together. Well, this coronavirus is basically saying no to that. Don't do it. The people who won't suffer from coronavirus or any communicable disease like that are going to be people way out in the boondocks, right? Whose neighbor is a mile away, right? There's not that much in the way of massive disease outbreaks in those places. So that delivers a good blow to socialism on the one hand. What I find is very curious also is about China itself, right? So China, there's two death blows to China. One is a man named Trump, okay, who delivered this body blow with the tariffs that he imposed upon China. And boy, did they take a wallop. And to the benefit of America. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. You are awesome. Okay? So first came that. And then the coronavirus. I mean, look what's happening. That's a huge impact on the Chinese economy. Huge. And they'll obviously survive at the end of the day, but it'll take them years to recover from this. The infrastructure will forever change. Okay, and it won't be to the benefit of China. It'll be to the benefit of other places. Now, it's interesting. There are other places where there has been a serious corona outbreak, including Italy, but also Iran, right? Why Iran and not, let's say, India? Okay, India is a very cramped country. I think it has 1 billion-plus people and a much smaller confined geographical area. And yet, coronavirus, which India borders with China, is not as big an issue in India. In fact, you haven't heard anything about India. Maybe you will, but good for today, you really haven't heard anything India-wise and coronavirus-wise. Okay, so there's a reason for that. I want to know what the reason is for that. Iran seems to be really suffering something, and they can't seem to control it. But whatever. It's all a panic mode that does not deserve that the kind of attention that it's getting. In the meantime, speaking about India, Trump just went to India and gave a fantastic speech there. So I don't know what it was, like 100,000 Indians, who are watching Donald Trump speak, and they love Donald Trump. Modi, their prime minister, is quite conservative. He adopts a lot of the Trump agenda ideas, and he's because he was there before Trump was there, and people like him because he's embracing capitalist ideas, private enterprise, deregulating, all the things that we know work. So it's great, and he goes over there and he secures a great arms deal for $3 billion. He's got a great trade deal as well, and then this awesome rally. I mean, it's got to feel good when you get 100,000 Indians wearing MAGA hats or Keep America Great hats, right? I mean, that's got to feel good. And the world loves him. Loves him. You know, Bolsonaro from Brazil now is adopting the Trump ways. He's being very tough and really employing very straightforward capitalist, limited government concepts. The new president of El Salvador, same thing. Great things are happening. Even El Salvador, right? It's becoming less corrupt. He's draining the swamp. Good things are happening throughout the world. You know what, guys? You may not like Trump, but guess what? The good news is you'll get a great economy. How about that? And when November rolls around, yeah, sure, it may suck that Donald Trump has been reelected, according to you. But the good news is you'll get to keep your job. And the good news is you get to keep more of your money. So it can't be that bad, right? Using the Bernie Sanders approach to it's not all that bad, right? Oh, my gosh. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. We got lots more to talk about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement, according to a federal appeals court in New York. The ruling by the Second District Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, including New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and city sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to their jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released into the public. At least seven people were killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company in Milwaukee. The dead include the shooter, according to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Burak Lurie. Check us out. Go to the website, TheRealSide.com. Very entertaining, a lot of fun. Very informative and very funny as well. It's really fun. I mean, I get the best of all the worlds. First of all, I get to read TheRealSide.com, for one thing, which is a lot of fun. But I have an added benefit that a lot of listeners don't. I am friends with Joe Messina, and we get to gab and have a lot of fun. And I read his books, he reads mine, and it is awesome. So I've got great friends. I mean, I've got Dennis Prager, I've got Ben Shapiro, I've got Joe Messina. I've got a lot of great friends. It's totally cool. I mean, I really count my blessings every day, and Joe Messina is one of those. And I thank him deeply for having me as his guest host. It's really quite an honor. Anyway, we've got to play more of this. You reminded me, Cody, about that clip from Bernie Sanders. Why don't we play that? Because it's so fascinating about how Cuba is not such a bad guy. Go.
Everything is bad. You know? Bad thing, even though Fidel Castro did it.
A lot of dissidents imprisoned in
Cuba. That's right, and we condemn that. Unlike Donald Trump, let's be clear, I do not.
Okay, no, I mean, before there's a part about the literacy program. Can you find that?
Caring nature of Cuba. But it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Okay. Even though Fidel Castro did
it, a lot of dissidents.
So, dun, 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 dun. You know what he did? He had a literacy program. Wow, blow my mind. Didn't know that, Bernie. Wow, you've really changed, turned me around on the whole Fidel Castro being an evil guy thing. Really? I mean, that's where I want to say, really. You know, and I win on that one. Come on, Bernie. You really think that you're fooling anybody about this? The thing about it is this. It's not that he's fooling us. It's that he's fooling himself. That's what I don't get and what I don't accept. You see, when I said before, you know, how can you be 78 years old and still believe that socialism works? That's the cat's meow, right? I said that in the beginning of the show. But now I begin to understand it because you want to believe it, because you want to fool yourself into believing it. The ability of the human mind to see what it wants to see is really breathtaking, right? This whole global warming nonsense, the whole Russian collusion thing, the whole Ukrainian collusion thing, the impeachment crisis. I mean, the notion of Trump derangement syndrome. You know, you and I see Trump for being an effective man. Yes, he's got his flaws. Yes, he's brash. Frankly, I like that brashness, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to like his brashness, but you do have to accept that he's very effective. But people don't want to see it. They want to believe that everything about Trump is evil. And likewise, Bernie wants to believe everything about socialism is great. He really does. He wants to say, look, yeah, I know that these guys did bad things, but boy, they really did great things too. You know, he's one of these people that thinks, you know, communism didn't work. That's true. But that's because it wasn't, you know, executed correctly. He's one of those guys. He's one of those fools, I should say. All right, more to talk about. There's this, apparently, I don't know if you know about this, but there's this huge locust plague reaching, already coronavirus hit China after wreaking havoc across Africa. Now, I'm just going to give you a news flash here. China does not border with Africa. Okay, you heard it here first, my friends, on the Joe Messina Show. Okay, it does not border. And yet somehow these locusts got together, billions of them, mind you, and said, okay, now that we're done with Africa, let's hop on over, literally, to China, right? We can you know, destroy other crops along the way. Yeah, sure, but no, we want to go to China. That's what's happening. You know, yes, of course, there were other countries they went along the way, but somehow they're really hitting hard for China. I don't think it's good to be in China right now. Bottom line, don't go to China. All right? It doesn't help that they have concentration camps, okay, for certain, whatever they want to call undesirables. Okay, it's bad stuff going on in China. So the locusts, I don't know how to explain it, all right, but it's a plague. It's just a plague, and it's already wreaked havoc on millions of acres of crops across East Africa, and now it's on the Chinese border. So good luck, China, all right? Big news about Obama. As you know, the economy is doing fantastically, okay? There's no recession in sight, certainly no depression in sight. Employment is through the roof. All the fundamentals are kicking in high gear right now, okay? The economy is not overheating. The interest rates are right. The inflation, there's no sign of inflation. By all measures, everyone loves the Trump economy. You know who else really loves it? People who have jobs. Okay? Every sector of the economy, people want jobs and they're getting jobs. And this is pretty cool. Especially among the Latino community. You know, so you see a lot of construction being worked on here in Los Angeles, at least, right, in California. And there, you know, it's, I'm not saying a stretch of a point to say that there are a lot of Latinos work on these construction sites. You see them, right? There's a lot of Spanish going on. They're from Latin countries. Fine. And they like it. They like having work, wouldn't you? And you know that Trump is the one that is allowing work to flow. People are excited about him. I don't think that the Democrats have the slightest clue how many people, what percentage of a Latino vote is going to go Republican in November. They must know from their inside, you know, whatever opposition research and such like that, right? Their insider polling. But likewise with the black vote. The black vote is now at 38% approval rate. Do you know that? I mean, in the old days, it was, you know, on a good day for George Bush, for example, it was 9%. But Republicans couldn't break that double-digit barrier. Now it's 38%. I mean, that's an approval rating, my friends. It's not that they don't dislike him as much. They literally approve of him. They like them some Donald Trump, just as I do. You know, by the way, I was not that enthusiastic about Donald Trump. I was worried about him. He was my second to last choice among all the Republican nominees when they were running, when there were 17 of them, that is. And, of course, I voted for him because there was no way I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. No friggin' way. Okay? And Had they put up somebody who was better, maybe I would have voted for that person, or I would have sat it out. Okay, my guess is I would have sat it out. But it was Trump against Clinton. I'm going to vote for Trump. So when I just prayed, I thought, okay, well, can't be worse than Hillary Clinton. And boy, was I showed the truth about how powerful and how effective Trump is. Had I known now, 3+ years later, how effective he would be, I would have not only voted for him, of course, but would have stumped on the street right and left, as I am doing right now. I will do whatever I can to get this man reelected. He is arguably, no, not arguably, he is the best president this country has ever had. How do you like that? That's a bold statement. Yeah, but I can back it up. I really can. This man has simply said, I don't care what you think. I'm going to do what's right, with capital R, and I don't care if you like it. Okay? I do know that America is a great country. I do. And that's the way I'm going to run it. So we're going to go back to principles. Now, in the meantime, the economy is doing so well. But guess who wants to take credit for it? Wait for it. Wait for it. A guy named Barack Hussein Obama. All right? Yes, I regret that we have the same first name. But that's the way it is, okay? Deal with it. I didn't change my name for him, okay? Believe me, I'm the un-Barack. Anyway, he says this, that he is responsible for the economy that now that Trump is, and that he's just, Trump is just riding on the coattails of the great Obama economy with zero evidence whatsoever. The only thing that Obama did was preside over the weakest recovery in American history. That's it. But it's despicable to take credit for things. It's like plagiarism, isn't it? Right? Somebody else effectuates a fantastic policy, and it's easy to prove how he did it. And then you take credit for it. That's plagiarism, right? It's a you laugh, but it's true. I think so. Anyway, it reminds me of this guy who once took over. I took over a case from him. As a lawyer, he did a lackluster job. That's what we'll say. Okay, lackluster, and he kind of compromised our position, and I had to kind of turn it around, this case, and with some deft handling, we won the case. And then when we won it, that guy came out of the woodwork and said, you see, I did it. No, you didn't. I did. And that's what's happening with Trump. He's the one who deregulated this economy. He's the one who lowered taxes. He's the one that made it so much easier for people to get jobs and encouraged business. That's why the economy is doing well. Not because of your stifling regulations, Mr. Obama. You have no idea. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Barack Lurie. Check us out. Go to the website, therealside.com. Always a pleasure. Look, I want to make an admission here. The real reason why I want Trump to win re-election, and I just feel I need to come clean and say to you, Cody, and to all the faithful listeners of The Real Side, because I just owe you that. The real reason why I want Trump to win is so that I can still see Ivanka Trump on the news and otherwise very often. I think she's so beautiful. Okay? I've come clean with it. I feel better about it. I hope you feel better about it, and so forth. All right. But now it's a serious news. My friends, I want to talk to you about a very serious issue. It's about a disease. It is spreading. It's spreading fast. It's spreading viciously. It takes over the body and eventually the mind. It started off small, but now has grown over such a short period of time, and it threatens to spread everywhere in this nation and otherwise. I don't even quite know how it started or where. But now we have to do everything we can to contain it. I'm talking to you about Trump derangement syndrome. Okay? That's what we have to worry about. Yes, I know, Cody. You thought I was talking about the coronavirus. Yes, yes. No, but I really am talking about Trump derangement syndrome. And seriously, as deadly and as concerned as we should be about the coronavirus, here's a bold question for you. What's actually more damaging? The coronavirus or Trump derangement syndrome? How's that for a little parlay today, right? Discuss the debate topic today. Of course, Trump derangement syndrome is far more deadly. It really is when you think about it. When you have Trump derangement syndrome, it's like you're a zombie. You cannot see reality. You can't argue with a zombie, can you? Right? There's no logic. They're like the Terminator. No, better yet, they're like zombies. Right? They don't care about that. Well, let me tell you why you shouldn't eat my brains. I'll explain to you that it's not beneficial to you nor to me. And no, they are going to eat your brains. That's the way it works. Or whatever that zombie movie, du jour does with their zombies. That's the problem. And you cannot reason with them. And you, as conservatives who are listening to the show, you understand what I'm talking about. You cannot reason with these people. And what you're dealing with is Trump derangement syndrome. Because no matter how much you throw facts at them and such, they are so busy fooling themselves. That's why, Bernie is among those and otherwise. And they say these things as facts that you know are not facts. It's very powerful to deceive yourself, to believe and want to believe in certain things, such as that a man could be in charge of the country, and then he'll get everything done. Okay? It's very hard to understand that God really is in charge. That's the big problem for a lot of people. I think that's at the core of Trump derangement syndrome. I put it to you that if you were to ask somebody who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome, and I mean this seriously, friends, I really do, I bet you that God is not a serious part of their lives. How about that? I bet you. And that is something that you need to take to the bank with you at some point. All right. And it's just so destructive. It's Trump derangement syndrome. It is truly destructive because they end up advocating for ideas such as universal income, right? Massive minimum wage, affirmative action up the wazoo. Abortion is a great thing. You know, these are horribly destructive, debilitating for the soul of the nation. The notion that there should be no marriage. The notion that we shouldn't have children. You know how debilitating that is to a civilization? How it will utterly destroy our nation? There are people out there who believe that people shouldn't even exist on the planet now. That's the way they think. Yeah, it's a solid group of people. They're called antinatalists. Yeah, people that think that the world would be better off without humans. Or at the very least, we need to seriously minimize the population. Okay, that's destructive to civilization. So you have one group on the one hand, the religious folk, who believe that children are a joy and a blessing and an obligation to civilization, such as I believe. I wish I have three kids. I wish I could have six kids. But that's the way I feel about it. But I think a lot of religious people feel exactly the same way as I do. And then on the other hand, you have people without God, and everyone to a T says, oh, I can't afford that many kids. Oh, no. Kids are not an item on the liability balance sheet. Okay, they're just not. They're always an asset. God wants you to have children. Have a lot of children. Get married first, of course, then have a lot of children. Have fun while you're doing it, okay? You'll be fine. If you have three children and are thinking about having a fourth, then have the fourth. If you have four and you're thinking about a fifth, have the fifth, and so on and so on. All right? You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. The finances will take care of themselves. But that's the point is that, as I said to you before, Trump derangement syndrome, people believe what they want to believe, and they believe really crazy and destructive things that will destroy civilization. Everything that the liberals advance, everything, not just some of the things, everything will lead to the destruction of civilization. And they will have their part in hammering away at the wall of civilization. What are those hammers? Affirmative action, minimum wage, unions, right? Socialism, of course. The notion that there's global warming, we have to change everything about our economy, right? That capitalism is a bad thing. There's not a single thing that I could think of on the liberal platform that is not utterly destructive to civilization, okay? Marriage doesn't count, you shouldn't have children, all those things. Destructive. Not a good thing. All right, another news item. After my rant about that, right? Another news item is this Philip Haney, or Haney. It turned out that, it looks like he killed himself, right? He was one of the big players in the Obama administration, as it turns out, and he was a whistleblower, and he was going to reveal a bunch of stuff. Well, he apparently had an insurance policy for himself that whoever killed him had they didn't know about it. What did he have? He had archived a whole bunch of incriminating data on top Obama officials. Now, I said somebody killed him, and they didn't kill himself. Because he knew something was up. He sensed that perhaps somebody might one day want to kill him. So Representative Steve King from Iowa issued a statement Saturday night on the death of Obama DHS whistleblower Phil Haney, who was found dead Friday by police in Plymouth, California. The police said that 66-year-old Haney had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but that an investigation was active and ongoing. All right. What do you think? I think he was suicided, okay? That's what I think. And why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be? I'm not saying it's a good thing. I think it's a horrible thing. But why is this so shocking? Right? It's like the Bernie Sanders thing. Really? Really? Why would it be so shocking to you? This is the same party that invented the Russian collusion thing. This is the same party that hexed up a whole Ukrainian thing. This is the same party that invented the Steele dossier, invented a whole history so that they could justify a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. And you think that this is beyond them? Really? Really? As Bernie Sanders would say? What do you think? Of course he was killed. And if you don't believe it, okay. What about Jeffrey Epstein? Do you think that he wasn't killed? There's so many issues about that. I won't belabor that. And we don't have enough time to go into that. But it's so clear that Jeffrey Epstein was killed. I don't think that he was a good man. Don't get me wrong. But there was no honor among thieves when it came to Jeffrey Epstein. They needed to kill him. He had too much information. He was too much of a risk that he would expose everything. And that's a challenge that the Democrat Party will have to deal with. But you know what the real challenge is of the Democrat Party at the end of the day? And this is a great way to start wrapping up the show. The biggest problem of the Democrat Party are Democrats. Okay? Their very policy makes no sense. There is no direction in their policy. And they're waning. They're falling apart at the seams. And the reason why they're falling apart at the seams is that Trump has shown such a stark contrast to what the Democrats offer, right? That's really the essence of the reason why they're falling apart. In the old days with George Bush, the father and the son for that matter, and Romney, and then of course McCain, those kind of Republican stalwarts, they were, Republican light at best. And Democrats in hiding. That's the way I view them, generally speaking, especially Romney and McCain. They wanted to be liked so much. So you couldn't see the stark contrast between their position, I mean the Democrat position, and what the Republicans had to offer. You just couldn't see it. Now you can. And now that Trump has turned on the light as to what the Democrats are all about, the Democrats are now scattering around like cockroaches. That's what's happening. And it may very well be that this is the beginning of the end. All right, my friends. We'll be here on the other side. And we will be right back at the end of the show. And I'm Brock Lurie, filling in for Joe Messina. He'll be back tomorrow and every day.